Residents call Trump caravan in Marin County terrorists, allege racial epithets. By Joel B. Polag on November 2, 2020. Residents of Marin County near San Francisco claimed that a caravan of Trump supporters that rolled through the area reminded them of terrorists, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. The Chronicle reported. Alan Pearson said she was worried that the Trump convoy had purposefully selected Marin City as a minority-majority community in a county that is 80% white. Marin City has had a strong African-American presence since World War II, when many people worked in wartime shipyards. I'm concerned about Marin City, because it's the only black community in Marin and there is only one entrance and one exit, she said. Are they going to attack us in the future? What was their point? Were they trying to make a statement? She said she was grateful nobody was hurt because the tension was high and the environment was definitely unsafe. It was like the Taliban had come to town. It felt like local terrorism, especially since it was Sunday, which is a holy day for the black community, she said. If this is what is happening on November 1st, then what is going to happen on the 3rd or 4th? It makes me scared of what we can expect moving forward. The Chronicle claimed that residents heard racial epithets from the caravan, though it provided no video evidence. However, there was video evidence of an assault by a Trump opponent on a family of Trump supporters in a truck. There was other video of the Marin caravan on Twitter. Trump trains, boat parades, and other demonstrations for Trump were held throughout the country. One Boston Globe columnist compared Trump caravans to convoys of terrorists fighting for the so-called Islamic State. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.